You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
The Big Sleep, The Maltese Falcon, any other number of great film noir films is what this movie Clyde Cooper really, really desperately wants to be. But it's not, and in fact, it's a humongous pile of dog poo. You know what, man, we had two movies to review this week over Thanksgiving, and you know what, we got the culprit right here with me, because I am Justin Zarian, and the person who's been the source of misery this week for and last week for choosing movies, Bradley Martin, what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh my gosh, has it really only been a week since the last disaster? Is this what my life's become?
You are becoming that guy. Like again, I always thought it was just terrible kidnapping horror films, but no, you're the guy who just happens to pick terrible movies a lot of these cases.
Yeah.
But to be fair, you did review Private Life with me, so you at least saw one good movie.
Embodied too. I'm scared, man. Like, 6 months from now, I'll be like, you guys, this movie, you gotta see this movie. And you and Chris will be like, Brad's recommending it. I'm not touching that with it.
Well, what is this movie that Brad recommended? Oh boy, this is Clyde Cooper. The basic story is that this is a set in a quote-unquote, with the loose as a quotey fingers, near future storyline, because there's nothing about this
in the distant future.
Yeah, there's something. The only sci-fi thing happens at the very end of the movie, but yeah, that's barely a presence in this whole story. But anyways, this guy is a private detective named Clyde Cooper, who, you know, one of those new age, hard-nosed kind of detectives who gets involved in the case where a guy's girlfriend disappears, and he is assigned to track her down, and there's a mysterious Silicon Valley corporation that's involved with, their tech company stuff is... you know what? No, I don't want to talk about this plot. This movie, okay. So Peter Daskalov, the director here, is the guy who wrote, directed, edited, and produced this movie, which he makes sure that you know on the end of the movie credits. He's done really not a whole lot of movies over his career. As director, he's only done maybe one, two, like four other movies and a couple shorts. And I can tell why, because he sucks. He's really bad at making movies. And here's the thing. We reviewed another really terrible movie this week with Ugly Sweater Party. And that movie is a cinematic, like, cancer. But this movie, its biggest problem, it is so gosh dang boring. Just literally, Brad, how long did it take for you to, like, remind yourself to stay awake in this movie?
Well, it's a very short movie, so that's merciful. But
yeah, seriously, hour and 18 minutes. How are these really short movies feeling like they're an eternity to watch?
Well, what's strange is, as short as it is, there are a lot of scenes. And in noir films, there's dead-end leads that the main character will go through, right? But this guy's dead-end leads are so silly and pointless. Like, he calls someone on the phone, right? And he tries to fake who he is. He's like, hey, this is a phone servicing company. Are you happy with your service? And the woman on the other end is like, yeah, whatever. And then hangs up on him. And he's like, drat. I'm like, what?
And that doesn't play into anything until, like, much later.
Is this supposed to be a comedy? Or is this supposed to be serious? I still can't decide, dude.
Oh, this movie wants you to laugh. But you're not going to laugh at any of the points when they want you to. Because, man, for one thing, the jokes in here are awful. I mean, I think there aren't a lot of jokes, which is also a huge problem because there's a whole lot of nothing that happens in this movie.
But exactly, yeah.
The biggest problem with why that stuff doesn't work is because this lead actor here, this guy's name is Jordy, I've got his name here, Jordy Villasuso. This guy, I mean, partly one, he's not a very good actor. He's very stiff in his line reading, but the character they wrote for him is a humongous creep. Like, this dude is not a pleasant guy to be around. He, for one thing, the instant I knew that he was a total creep, he smokes a vape pen. So, yeah. That says enough. Let me just tell
you. That was weird.
Yeah, but then he's a stalker, he's sexist, he's kind of creepy. Like, there's that one bit where he's trying to flirt with this one girl, and all of his pickup lines are so gross and not funny, but the girl's like, ooh, you're quite good at this, aren't you? I'm like, are you kidding? I would run out of the room if he was saying those lines to me.
This is the kind of guy, and I think this, in an ideal world, this would be the point. He buys an incredibly sexy, awesome car, and thinks that makes him sexy and awesome. It doesn't.
Oh, and he dresses really nice.
Yeah, that doesn't make you sexy or awesome. You got to be charming. You know, you can't say, hey, gorgeous, I'll drink your bathwater, and think that that's appealing. That's gross.
That was one of the creep. It's like, you know, you're so beautiful, I drink your bathwater.
He said that was his best line. For who, dude? Who are you talking to where that's a good line?
I don't know. He is not a likable character by any means. And he's the main character, and we have to follow him the entire time, sadly. So he goes about this meet. Like, it feels like somebody watched The Long Goodbye, but didn't get why that movie was good. So there's just a whole random series of meandering sequences in this film. Like you said, there'll be just scenes where he meets people, he calls them on the phone, he goes to their houses, he makes up elaborate lies to get into places, and it all amounts to virtually nothing. Like, almost every scene is just some random situation. And then, ultimately, the twist that pulls off at the end of the movie has nothing to do with anything else that we saw up to that point.
Yeah, it really, like, doesn't change anything about why anyone's missing. It's just random and explains the only things it explains is the tag card at the beginning, in the distant future, you know?
That's the only thing.
I guess we were all wondering why it was the distant future. Thanks, movie, for telling us.
Yeah, it's just awful. I mean, and I can't even see there's anything really good technically. It's like, okay, compared to Ugly Sweater Party again, which you'll hear that review, you know, next, or you already did, depending on your listener.
And you're already very sad.
Yes, you're already very sad. I will say this is a step above that movie, that it's shot with actual, like, lights and precision, and it doesn't look like it was shot on an iPhone camera. But it's not really all that special. The sets are clearly, like, you know, so I worked on an independent film once, and you could see where people cut corners on their budget to make rooms look like other rooms. Now, there's a point when you go to the police precinct, quote-unquote, and it's clearly just some office building that they rented out with, like, a brick wall on one side and then, you know, the entrance to another room you can't see in the back. And they try to pass off, like, oh, this is where all the police are meeting up. And you're like, really? Okay. And I don't know. There's none of the actors are really all that good here. Like, they're not offensively awful like the Ugly Sweater Party. Like, again, almost all my praise in here is going to be just, well, it's not Ugly Sweater Party. That's pretty much that.
Yeah.
But all the actors in here are just okay. There's no tension to this movie at all, because, again, the mystery doesn't revolve around any of the actual clues leading up to it. So you're just wandering through these random set pieces. Even the scenes where there's supposed to be tension, nothing happens. Like, there's a foot chase. That's, like, one of the worst foot chases I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, that was so silly.
Like, literally, it's like the guy tumbled down a hill at one point, and then he finds this random girl covered in tattoos to give him a ride to an airport, which clearly they could only rent this one little, like, single-person airplane to for the bad guy to get away in. And then the bad guy flies off, and he's like, oh, that sucks. All right, take me back to my office.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, if there was a character that said, like, oh, man, every time the detective messed up, I think I would have got it. But I have no idea what this is trying to say to anybody.
It's not trying to say anything, really. It's
that's
just
so sad, though.
It really is. No, it's soul-crushing to say this is just a pointless exercise by some desperate filmmaker and crew. Just like, we really want to get some work done. And they literally had, like, okay, it's like, yeah, we got some work, but we only have, like, $100,000 of budget and no ideas. So why don't we just rip off other better movies? And you know what? What made me even more angry at this movie is when I went on this IMDb page, and, I mean, unlike Ugly Sweater Party, this one actually has, like, only, like, a 5 approval rating, which is already too high. Spoiler for my rating. But then you read the written reviews that are clearly reviews written by people who worked on the movie, who are like, it's the big sleep for a new generation. I'm just like, oh, boy. Wow. No, you
that's
guys.
That's not nice.
Yeah. I think the one here that's highlighted is fun, thrilling, entertaining. Heresy. Would you say any of those? Yeah, could you say any of those words reflected this movie at all?
No, I mean, it drags, and I think between you and me and everyone listening, I think the noir dialogue, you know, that's supposed to give it that attitude, I think it was just ad-libbed, because it was really
it was
meandering,
really bad.
You know?
Really bad dialogue. Yeah, like literally, there's this running there's this running narration that the main character does where it's trying to be like pithy lines with hardcore profanity and that kind of stuff. And they are some of the worst, like, pithy lines I've ever heard in any detective noir movie ever.
Yeah. Like, it's like the script doctor said, I got it. What if instead of dames, we said hookers? And they're like, genius.
What if we talk about how the world Fs you kind of thing? It's like, okay, cool. What's the lead up to that line? I don't know. Let's let Jordy improvise some dialogue for that.
Shouldn't his character have a backstory as to why he feel the world has effed him? And they're like, no, nah.
Literally, this dude exists in a vacuum. He has
what's
no
a backstory?
Past. Yeah. And clearly, it's again the sign of a cheap movie when you look at his office. It's clearly just some random room they rented with his, you know, Cooper Investigations just stickered onto the front of the door. You're just like, oh boy.
Everything was filmed in the daytime, but like a sunny evening daytime. Not even like, is this a noir or not? Now I don't think
they bought lights. I don't think they bought any lights on this movie because every scene is shot in the middle of the afternoon. Yeah.
I do want to say though, daytime scenes can work in a noir film. Brick has some incredible daytime scenes that is also a noir. So please, everyone, go out and watch Brick.
Oh no, like you're saying too, like The Long Goodbye, a great classic 70s noir, has a lot of daytime scenes that work.
There you go. They work, but this one, since everything was so bad, for some reason that really standed out to me. Like if two kids ran by kicking a soccer ball, it would fit into the scene.
Oh dude, no, did you watch all the scenes in this movie where clearly there's just a bunch of people driving by the scene being shot and trying there was one where the guy is driving away from a sequence, and there's another car that clearly didn't realize they're in the shot, so in the middle of the sequence they're speeding through to make sure that they don't interrupt the scene.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, it was great. I was just like, wow, okay, movie. You know, I will say I got maybe like two chuckles in this whole movie. One intentional, one unintentional. And there's only one thing I liked in this movie that I'm going to say for my rating, because that was the one part where I woke up in this film. But I'm going to say this. There was a part in this movie halfway through where I paused the movie and I messaged Brad and I said, screw this movie, I'm going to go get pizza. And I went out to get pizza, and it was very good pizza. And that was more that drive over to there. It was dark. It was rainy. I was listening to some music on the way. That was more entertaining than anything I watched in this movie.
More hard-boiled than the entire film.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was shorter, you know? For as short as the movie is, again, that 10-minute car drive over to the pizza place felt a lot better than watching this freaking slog of an hour and 20 minutes. So, yeah, that's all I got to really say. You know what, Brad? You go first. I want to hear your final thoughts. What did you think about this? Well, again, I dare say this is a movie, because that's not an accurate depiction.
Well, apparently anyone can just pull noir dialogue out of their butt, so I'm going to do that now. This film never made it to the real, because it didn't know how to keep it real. It was fake like a dame with glass eyes, stabbing daggers into my heart, letting me know that the world is an unfair and cruel place. I'm tough and drive a nice car. Vape. So,
I did. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Peter Dactylov for you, the director. So.
I did enjoy one scene. He goes into the bar. And he's all like, hey, I'm looking for, I don't know this is all just out of my shot memory, and it's been a bad memory, but he's like, I'm looking for some lady of the evening with silk stockings that often keeps them on a nightstand the morning after. And the bartender's like, do you mean a hooker, man? And I thought that was hilarious.
You know, there's a couple of unintentional scenes like that where I think the actors were just reacting to how bad the dialogue was. They're just like, I don't know what's up with this dude.
Well, yeah. He seemed really bad at his job, but everyone treated him like he was good at his job, so.
Yeah, seriously. This guy is so freaking incompetent throughout this entire film. He never beats a bad guy. He never shoots a gun at any point in this movie. He never actually solves the mystery. He just stumbles into the point where he actually resolves the problem.
Yeah.
Everyone does everything for him in this film, especially mostly women, if you notice, too. So.
Yeah. And that takes a weird turn.
Yeah, so, I'm not saying that women can't solve mysteries. I'm saying that he needs women to solve all his problems because he's freaking that incompetent of a guy himself. So.
Yeah, and he doesn't treat them well. It's gross.
Yeah, and at the same time, he just calls, you know, he talks about how much they're just whores and hookers the entire time, too. So I'm just like, this movie's like weirdly sexist in the way that it portrays its character, so.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So, yeah, final thoughts. It was a kind of a jokey romp, but very slow. No surprises, really. I mean, honestly, from the beginning tag, in the distant future, I suspected, you know, the twist at the end. And I don't get things, like I said.
That beginning tag that was clearly done in Adobe Premiere Photoshop. Yes. So
I'm usually the guy that's like, oh, that fooled all of us, huh, guys? And, you know, it didn't. And I don't know much about pipes or vape pens, but it looks as tacky as everyone has told me. You know, I don't know how you're supposed to look cool, especially with the way he did it. He didn't even do any tricks with his vape.
Brad, I have to wonder sometimes what bubble you live in where you're not exposed to some of these things, but bless you.
Small,
you must be happier in your life for not being exposed to all this
small
stuff.
Town in Canada, Raymond, Alberta. But please no one track me down after saying that. Why would you? How boring is your life to do that? Yeah, I love my town, though. Love my town, everybody. And, ugh. I really, really enjoy noir. Like I said, Brick's one of my favorite movies. I loved The Wise Guys. The Philip Marlowe detective novels, you know, I love those. Great character. Sherlock Holmes, not necessarily noir, of course, but I enjoy those stories. This seems like it was trying to insult noir, but didn't realize just how bad it was bashing it.
I think this movie maybe, only saw, like, parodies of noir and goes, oh, I can do that. Like, yeah, I don't think it's ever actually watched a noir movie.
Like, they saw a College Humor sketch or something, was like, is this noir? Is this noir? Let's do this. And
College Humor films look better produced than this film.
Yes. but I got a few chuckles, so I'm going to say 2 bathwater shots in a dive bar on 10th Street.
Ugh.
So gross.
I do like that rating, but I also don't like this movie at all. So
that's his best. He said that was his best pickup line, Justin. Gross.
That was gross. And I mean, there's a way to make that funny, but he didn't do it. So
yeah she this like movie... looked at him like, ew. Yeah, that would have been funny if she kind of responded to it like a human being.
Yeah, but like, no, gross. There are no human beings in this movie, and even more so when you see the ending, it's clear that there are no human beings in this movie.
Right.
But this sucks. Don't watch it. Don't recommend it. I won't go into the negatives like I did for Ugly Sweater Party, because I wasn't in hate with this movie, but I was just bored, like, so hardcore throughout this entire film. So I'm going to give this... I'm going to give this 1 staircase with piano keys for the floor tiles out of 10. Because that was the only scene I woke up for, is when they were going up and down that staircase that makes the, you know, plays the notes every time they step on a step.
Yeah, that's a cool staircase, yeah.
I mean, I would have that if I had a staircase in my place, but, yeah. You know, I'm sure I'd probably get annoyed just like, okay, stop it.
Yeah, it sounds like a good noir novel. Staircase at my place.
But no, seriously, people, just go watch freaking The Long Goodbye. Like, I swear, it's a 70s movie directed by Robert Altman with Elliot Gould in lead role and Arnold Schwarzenegger in his very first film performance. That movie is a classic. It is an underrated gem. And it is 10 times the movie, no, 100 times the movie that this movie ever wants to be. So
100% agree, yeah.
Yeah. All right.